From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed a sanctions bill that he declared is, quote, significantly flawed, with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill has penalties aimed at Russia for its interference in last year's American presidential election. It also imposes fresh sanctions on Iran and North Korea. And it limits the president's ability to lift the punishments. Mr. Trump was not happy about that. In a statement released by the White House Wednesday, he said, "By limiting the executive's flexibility, this bill makes it harder for the United States to strike good deals for the American people and will drive China, Russia, and North Korea much closer together." But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said majority Republican lawmakers must not permit the Trump White House to wriggle out of its duty to impose these sanctions for Russia's brazen assault on our democracy. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let too many low-skilled immigrants into the country.
"As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based."
At the announcement, Mr. Trump said the bill would create a, quote, points-based system that officials will use when considering applications to live and work in the United States. The president said the legislation is meant to protect minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals to the country. This is VOA News. NATO's military mission confirms that an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan has caused casualties. A provincial government statement said the convoy was carrying foreign troops to the airport through Kandahar City when a suicide car bomber struck it. Witnesses and residents reported the powerful explosion killed and wounded people. Civilians were also reportedly present in the area where the NATO convoy was attacked. An electronic voting technology company that tracked voting in Sunday's Venezuelan elections to overhaul the country's constitution says the results were, quote, manipulated. The company would not say, however, if it believes the tampering changed the outcome of the election. President Trump's White House is under new management this week. His supporters and critics alike are wondering if new Chief of Staff, the retired Marine Corps General John Kelly, can use his military experience to bring a sense of order to a White House that has been rocked by turmoil. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports from Washington.
After a chaotic few weeks, President Trump has turned to former General John Kelly to get his White House back on track.
"We're going to work hard, and we're going to make America great again. It's all about making America great again. That's what we're going to do."
Kelly replaces Reince Priebus, who clashed with the president's communications chief, Anthony Scaramucci.
"I love the president."
Scaramucci was fired Monday, Kelly's first day on the job, a signal that he's serious about ending months of White House infighting. Author Chris Whipple has written a book on the important role of the White House chief of staff.
"You can't run the White House the way you run a family Manhattan real estate firm, with a whole bunch of advisors coming and going and no chain of command and nobody empowered to carry out your agenda."
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's top military body will replace its heads of the Army, Air Force, and Navy, according to Turkish media reports. The heads of the three military bodies will be replaced by other high-ranking members of the military. It's Turkey's latest shakeup of the armed forces after last year's failed coup. The United States will officially begin banning its citizens from traveling to North Korea on September 1st. The restriction was published Wednesday in the official record of the federal government called the Federal Register. It forbids American nationals from traveling to North Korea due to what it calls a serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.